With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump used the White House's 4th of July celebrations as a backdrop for signing his big, beautiful bill on Friday.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
And the president yesterday at the White House signing the legislation, which cuts taxes, trims government waste, fraud, and abuse, and increases funding for immigration enforcement. Meanwhile, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says now that the bill has been signed, the White House will begin outlining and explaining exactly how the measure is going to be implemented.
The bill really does codify the Trump agenda that has been sketched over a period of a decade. When you think about its reforms of the immigration process, for example, when you think about all the changes to the tax code, not just preventing a tax hike, and of course the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime, but other interesting things, including 529s, other savings plans, the Trump bucks, the accounts for newborns.
And Continetti told the Salem Radio Network the White House will soon begin hosting events to promote and highlight the various aspects of the big, beautiful bill. More than 20 lives lost and death came in the form of heavy rains and flash floods in the Texas Hill Country on Friday. The Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha said 24 people were confirmed dead after at least 10 inches of rain poured down the night before that caused flash flooding in the Guadalupe River. Among the missing, more than 20 girls from a summer camp. Officials say the death toll may rise as rescue operations continue. This is SRN News. Christian believers are facing a rising flood of persecution in parts of Africa. Michael Harrington reports one Christian ministry is sounding the alarm.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by the parents. This is SRN News. Several former top aides to former President Joe Biden have agreed to interview with the White House Oversight Committee as part of its probe of Biden's mental acuity while in office and a possible cover-up.
The committee scheduled former Chief of Staff Ron Klain to interview on July 24th, former counsel to the President Steve Ricchetti for July 30th, former senior advisor to the President Mike Donilon for July 31st, former Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed for August 5th, and former Senior Advisor to the President Anita Dunn on August 7th, according to an oversight aide. Chair James Comer, who's mulling a bid for Kentucky governor, has issued subpoenas to Biden physician Kevin O'Connor and former Assistant to the President Anthony Bernal for their depositions. Bernie Bennett, The Capitol.
Government post offices, other offices, courts, and schools were all closed on Friday to observe the 4th of July. The stock markets and banks took the day off as well. That was after a short session of trading on Thursday sent both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 to new highs. This is SRN News.